Live lobster shipment worth $400,000 disappears amid rising cargo thefts. By Amy Furr on December 27, 2025. An extremely valuable shipment of live lobsters went missing after being picked up in Taunton, Massachusetts. The shipment of lobsters, worth $400,000, was on its way recently by truck to Costco stores in Illinois and Minnesota when the shipment was apparently stolen, The Hill reported Friday. Rexing Company's CEO Dylan Rexing said the shipment was picked up in Taunton but did not make it to its final destination. He believes the shipment was targeted by part of an organized theft ring, per Fox 32. The logistics company CEO added, "This is a huge issue across the country. It directly impacts businesses and contributes to higher prices for consumers." The Costco website features a 12-count pack of frozen lobster tails for $249.99, and according to the takeout website, the time of year can affect the price of lobster. In September, the U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, warned about an increase in cargo theft, which takes a huge toll to the tune of billions of dollars on the economy, per NTD. Breitbart News reported in June that a cargo theft of $1.6 million in stolen electronics highlighted issues regarding Democrat-run California's bidding process for non-citizens with commercial driver's licenses, CDL. Shaquille O'Neal lost a custom Range Rover during rising cargo thefts by migrants, the outlet said in October. The theft comes amid a crackdown by Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on the black market transportation sector, which includes tens of thousands of migrants who can't speak English yet are driving trucks on the nation's highways. These poorly trained drivers disregard federal regulations, drive long hours, and cause an alarming spike in road deaths. The migrants were allowed to cross the borders and transit the airports by Biden's deputies, especially Alejandro Mayorkas, Biden's pro-migrant border czar. According to the Fox report, officials with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, are investigating the case, but so far no one has been arrested. Rexing said the police noted a similar seafood shipment was stolen from the same Massachusetts facility earlier this month, the outlet noted.